NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
He's the senior NFL insider for ESPN. He's Adam Schefter. Good afternoon, Schefty.
Hello there, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. During the Rodgers kind of silence time, a lot of his former teammates were kind of speaking through the media, guys that have been in the league, out of the league. Recently, James Jones, the former Packer receiver, told Fox Sports that he thinks he's talked to Rodgers. He's willing to go in there and make sure that they can get this thing right and go out there and put the best. I mean, are you buying any of this that he says, I truly believe that he will be there for training camp. This will get fixed. Anything in your mind that tells you we're heading in that direction?
You know, listen, James Jones obviously has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers and has spoke with him on the phone and has his own feelings. Coming, Aaron Rodgers has or hasn't been with him. I don't know that. Again, you know, is Aaron Rodgers going to tell him everything? Is James Jones his confidant? I don't know. I'm just asking out loud. Mm-hmm. And as it was told to me this week, Aaron Rodgers is, quote unquote, strong as hell in his beliefs. Now, again, that was told to me this week. Now, I know that to be true. I also know that he hasn't shown up for OTA for the first time in his career. He hasn't shown up for mandatory minicamp for the first time in his career. And I'm trying to talk to him and persuade him for 5 months, dating back to, February. Nothing's happened so far. So I'm sure James Jones is right when he says it can be fixed. Everything can be fixed. And maybe it will be. But I don't know that anybody knows exactly how this is going to play out other than maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I don't be sharing that with anybody.
In your experience in all the years you've covered this league and done it at the professional level, what is your relationship with Rodgers? How many interviews have you done with him? Have you talked to him? Is there any feeling? I mean, from a professional standpoint, did you have to try to reach out to him, even if you didn't think you could get an answer?
Yes, sort of, yes. You certainly do that before you follow your story. More often than not, you're not going to get the guy. On the day that I reported what I did, he was flying to Kentucky to go to the Kentucky Derby. And so I've tried to make myself available to him at various points. It is what it is. Like, he speaks to who he wants to speak to, mm-hmm, when he wants to speak to them, including the Packers officials, who I believe will try to make another run at him after this mandatory minicamp that he's not at. And so that was another thing that I was told. You can look for Mark Murphy or Brian Gutekunst to try to make another visit with Aaron Rodgers after this camp, to try to persuade him again. So I guess my point is, if these meetings continue to go on and he continues to stay away, then there's some sort of issue that has not been resolved. And maybe they'll be able to figure out how to do that. But they have not been able to do that just yet.
Okay. Wanted to head out to New England with you and just get an update on their quarterback situation out there. Cam Newton, last week we caught wind that he had a little injury going on. And what's the latest on what you've been hearing about how Mac Jones has been doing early on here in the process?
Well, supposedly he's looked pretty good. You know, Mac Jones is a very sharp guy. He's going to come in. He's going to impress you. And so, but what does it mean? They're practicing in shorts. You know, it's certain drills. I don't know that you get a true read on somebody. I think, you know, many times I've had a coach say to me, boy, you see this guy at minicamp, like, oh my God, look at that guy. Or you read and hear about guys shining during minicamps or OTAs. And then in many occasions, you don't ever hear about that guy again. Or he doesn't develop into what somebody thought he would or what a coach thought he would. And so, you know, it's just a tough thing. So you never really know.
Saw the Ravens recently here made an interesting signing with bringing in Juwan James, and I know he suffered an injury when he was a part of the Denver Broncos situation, and all that was kind of weird for me, Shefty, when all that information was coming out. Can you clarify what happened in Denver and what this contract is looking like moving forward now for Baltimore?
Yeah, well, he tore his Achilles in Denver. He did it away from the team facility. So, therefore, the Broncos, under the terms of the CBA, are not obligated to have to pay him. He obviously would say that he's trying to stay in shape for the season and that they should have to pay him. There'll be some sort of lawsuit, disagreement, whatever they call it, for him to try to recoup that money. In the interim, he went ahead and signed a deal worth up to $9 million with Baltimore that guarantees him $500,000 for this year while he's rehabbing. The Ravens haven't given up hope that he'll be ready to play this year, although I was told it's not going to happen. So we'll see if he can come back at some point later in the year. Maybe. And you know, you got a guy where there's a lot of money at stake. I think there's a precedent at stake here, too, for other guys that get hurt. We'll see what happens with that case. But in the interim, he's going to go to rehab in Baltimore and try to resume his career there.
Adam Schefter with us, senior NFL insider for ESPN here on Rothman and Ice. Titans get Julio Jones. Everyone's very excited, including their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. Did they need to go to him and say, hey, we want to restructure your contract? Or can they just do that and it's all fine to make Julio fit? How did that go down?
Well, they knew that they would need some cap space if they traded for Julio. And if they need cap space, if any team needs cap space, the first place you always look is the quarterback. And if you're making a move to help the quarterback more often than not is usually going to be more than happy to restructure his contract. And keep in mind, when these players restructure their contract, it's not like they're taking a pay cut.
Right.
What they're doing actually helps them because they get more guaranteed money spread out or whatever it would be. So it's not like Ryan Tannehill is taking any less. So he gets a more favorable structure with more guarantees that helps out the team, that provides relief now, and he gets Julio Jones. Like, there's no downside, none for him. So it works out well, and that's why Ryan Tannehill restructured his deal.
Okay. Wanted to ask you about, something I saw coming out here this morning. Are we going to be relocating any NFL teams permanently to Germany, or is this going to be just a couple games a year over there? What do you got on this Germany stuff, Shefty?
Well, look, it's something where the league is looking to grow its revenue. The revenue here in the United States, I don't say it's maxed out. It's never maxed out, but it's at an efficient level. And so the way to grow your revenue, the areas where there's room to improve is usually somewhere else. Europe is a prime candidate. And so the league is looking to grow the game there. It's got a following, but it could be more. And so you look at Germany, you look at London, you look at those places where there's a curiosity and a fascination about football. And you go do it that way. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to grow revenue there.
Let me ask you before we cut you loose about some quarterback battles in camp and maybe the one that intrigues you the most, or maybe the one that you think is the most contested battle. Depending on the Aaron Rodgers saga, who knows? Like, if he eventually gets traded somewhere, that would change things. But Locke versus Bridgewater, Jameis versus Taysom Hill, Dalton versus Fields, Garoppolo, Trey Lance, Newton, Mac Jones, any of those jump off the page to you that say that is a true battle?
I think they're all battles. I think, really, it's all contingent upon the development of the young guys. When do these young guys step up and play? How soon? I think all the veterans go in as the favorites, but all are vulnerable to the younger guys. And so that's the deal.
All right, man. Thank you for jumping on. Be well. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, thank you very much. Have a great week. Be well and stay safe.